I think we've been pretty fortunate. You know, you get a guy like Branch in there who's lined up next to V. So, I mean, there's not much I really can even say to a defensive tackle anyway. And then with Ayers and JC, I think High and Jamie have done a good job of helping them out throughout the week. And, you know, whenever I can help, you know, in the passing game, give them my little tidbits, especially on the field once we're out there, if I can alert guys to different things, you know, I think it always helps. And since I have a better understanding of the defense, especially those guys just coming in, I'm always trying to just yell some things out to, you know, help them play faster. But I think the guys at their positions have done a better job than I've done, just bringing them in, putting them under their wing, and you know, getting them up to speed. They're just regular guys out there, a part of the defense now. I mean, for Ayers, he's coming in. He's played a lot of snaps since the first game he's been here. So I think that's very impressive. And I think for JC to step in last week, and just play good football, you know, line up the right way, get other people lined up, you know, but I think we kind of expected that from him. You know, he's a veteran guy. He's come in and done everything he could to be on the field, whether it be special teams, defense, and I thought, you know, Sunday was just another chance for him to step up, and he did. They're doing a great job of that. I think that's probably why Bill brought them in here, knowing what they can do, and I think they've been a big help. Of, you know, being able to play many different roles, especially in a defense where, you know, each week we're doing different things. The more guys you have that, you know, have that ability, I think it makes the job a lot easier. Honestly, we won't even talk about it. But I think his experience, you know, of being in that situation, being around a winning team, I think helps with his work ethic. I think it helps him fit in right away because it's just – it's a part of who he is. He wants to be a winner. He wants to win. And I think some of that comes from him winning the Super Bowl, but we don't even think about it, honestly. It's big. I think every team comes in with that goal. You know, you can't do anything unless you win your division. And I think, you know, for us, it's been a goal. Right now, honestly, we're not thinking about it because we got to just focus on winning this game. And, you know, thinking about winning the division, I don't think it's going to help much. You know, focusing on what Miami does and what we need to do to win is a goal, and I think if we stick to that, then the rest will happen by itself. Yeah, if he's on the field, we're worried. You know, he's a dynamic player just because he can do so much on the field, and I think the times he did touch the ball against Baltimore, he had some big plays. We're going to know where he's at throughout the game. We're going to know when he's in the game, when he's not in the game. If his role is bigger and he's out there all the time, we'll know. And I think he just does a good job of tacking the middle of the field for them. And also when he catches the ball short, he's a playmaker with the ball in his hands. I feel fortunate just to be in a locker room with a bunch of guys that they want to work hard, they want to win, and I think the rest kind of happens for us. You know, this team has worked their tails off all throughout the season. You know, it's been some bad, it's been a lot of doubt at times, but we just continue to work. You know, I don't even think about last year and the past year. It's just this team has been special to be here. So just keep working and trying to build on that.